the word your life, I want to begin to wind down. And I want to make some statements, so you need to listen to me. Number one, that I want to make today as we make progress. I want you to know that the word of God is working on the inside of a believer. Full stop. Don't ask me to explain further. That's a statement. As long as you're born again, and as long as you submitted, you know, your life to Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, the word is working on the inside of you. Now, because the word has an ability to walk, praise God, you know, so the word is working. You know, that's what the Bible says. You take in the engrafted word of God, which has an ability. Did you see that? So what I want to bring out from that is this. Listen to me. Now, if you actually submit yourself, and I want you to underline that word, if you actually submit yourself, because it's a different thing for the work to be working in you and for you to see the outward effect. Because the word might be working and I don't submit myself to the work. In other words, the word is actually working and I'm resisting it. You know, so you are not seeing the effect, you are not seeing the heart flow. But if you submit yourself to God's word, you find out that you will not need to change, but the world will be changing you. Praise God. And I don't want us to forget that. The world will be changing you because the world has an ability. You know, I've quoted to us that the Bible says in the book of John, you know, 6:63, I suppose, it said, the word which I speak to you, you know, they are spirit and they are life. You know, I explained the content of that, the spirit and life. So when you have the spirit, when you have life, that means that thing is working. That means it's not salient, it's active, you know, it's alive. So another translation actually says the word is alive, praise God. And so when the word is alive in you, the word has an ability to begin to change you. Now, listen to the next thing I'm going to say, detail of that statement. Now, the word having effect, you know, in your life or your situation, will begin first of all from the word actually changing you. You know, because sometimes we want the word to change our situation. No, it doesn't work that way. God's word will not change your situation. God's word will change you first. Amen. So that's why sometimes we remain on the same spot for so many times because, you see, we want the world to change our situation but not to change us. I want to remain the same. I want to remain to think the way I've been thinking. I want to have the way I've been acting. You know, I want to go to places I've been going. But the same thing, I want the world to change, you know, my situation. You stay long. The world has to change you. Now, it will not overflow into your own situation. Praise God. And so most of the time, you don't say struggling about the world changing your situation. You allow God's word to change you first. As a matter of fact, when you are changed, your situation will shift. Because you see, don't forget where I started this from. I was talking about the formation of the mind. Why we remain the way we remain, why we look the way we look, is because our mind is not yet changed. In other words, our minds are not yet born again. When we allow God's word to flow from our spirit into our mind, you find that our lives naturally will begin to change. Because, you see, you begin to think differently. When your mind says to you that sicknesses and diseases have no cure, when your mind says to you that miracles do not happen any longer, when your mind says to you that miracles, you know, are stayed, you know, with the whole testament. It's your mind that is telling you that, isn't it? And so you are not receiving miracles. You are not receiving healing. Why? Because your mind has said to you that healing had gone, you know, with the whole testament. Miracles had gone with the whole testament. So your situation is not changing. Why? Because your mind is not changing. So when you allow God's word, osmosis, you allow God's word to flow, you know, from your heart, you know, into your mind, then you find out that the way you think about life will begin to change. The way you think about sicknesses and diseases will begin to change. The way you think about, you know, miracles will begin to change. The way you think about possibilities, you know, and impossibilities will begin to change. As long as you're giving your life to Jesus and you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. And so there's a walking. There's a walking. There's a walking of God's word by the Spirit on the inside of you. So allow it. Now, the second point that I want to make is that the word we always have consequences when you walk the word. So in other words, when you put into action the word of God, then there will be consequences of the fact that you put God's word into action. I'm going to read some scriptures, you see it now. You find out there are many, many situations of life when God will say to the patriarchs, will just be, make sure that you stay with God's word. And then this will be the consequence. You stay with God's word, this will be the consequence. Let me read two or three places for you in the scripture so we see it. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And, from verse 13. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gifts that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. With the laying on of the hands of presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them that thy profiting may appear to all. That's a consequence. Isn't it? That's a consequence of a deliberate decision. Did you get that? That's a consequence of a deliberate decision. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them. That if you had a translation that is original. So if you read in KJV, you will see there semicolon. When you see semicolon, the next statement, do you understand that? Is explaining the previous statement or is elaborating, expatiating. Do you understand? On previous statement. So when you see semicolon in the scriptures, know that the next statement has to do with the previous statement. In other words, if the previous statement is not there, the next statement is ineffective. So that's what I want you to see. So if you're reading KJV, you see it's there. Meditate upon these themes. Semicolon, give thyself wholly to them, then thy profiting may appear. So in other words, the charge is don't go and do business. You know, he's talking about profiting. He say, don't run out to do business. He say, no, the way to have profit is to meditate. And now you see, meditate, again, you have Foucault. I'll be talking about that possibly next week. You know, you have semicolon again. Give yourself only to them. So in other words, meditation can be defined as giving yourself fully. I said, so when you meditate, when you give yourself fully, then your profiting will appear. Let me give you an example. You know that if you want to make a cup of coffee, for example, you get a cup, you know, you get a spoon of coffee into a teacup. You will get a cube or two of sugar, you know, into that teacup. You get a cup, a spoon of milk, you know, powdered milk into that. When you put all those things together, do you have coffee? You don't have coffee. Did you get that? You don't have coffee. You just add the ingredients. And so, you now get hot water, you pour. Even when you pour, you don't have coffee yet. Did you get? So, you have a cup of coffee on your table when you mix, you stir everything together. So, I want you to see the process of profiting as a process of putting ingredients together, and then you stir, and then you have what you want to drink. You don't get it yet. Look at me. When you stir all those ingredients together, can you separate them any longer? They become one. So, the process of giving yourself to God's word is to have a diffusion between your mind and the word of God so that your thinking is God's word. Did you get that? When there's that intercourse, when there's that stirring, you can get to a point in your life that your thoughts are God's. You can get to a point in your war with God that you can be led by your thoughts. Because there's a fusion. There's come an interaction between your mind and the word of God, so deep that you cannot separate your mind from thinking the word. You can't separate your mind from thinking God. And that is where God wants us to get to. That's when salvation of the mind is taking place. So, he's saying here that when you take in the word of God, there's a consequence, there's a profit. Let me show us another place in the scripture. Proverbs chapter 4. So, I'm giving you the second point that when you walk the word, there's a consequence, positive consequences. It is Proverbs chapter 4. And you see, and that consequence, when you act on God's word. Proverbs 4. Oh, where's Proverbs? Where's Proverbs? Where's Proverbs? Proverbs is after Genesis. So he said, 4:20, my son, attend to my words, incline your ears unto my saying. You know, after from here, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. Now, for they are alive unto those that find them. Did you see that? When you attend, when you incline, when you keep them in the midst of your heart, and they do not depart, then when you discover the word, they are alive and they are health to their flesh. So, when there's sickness in my flesh, what I need to do is to find the word. So, what he's saying again is that finding God's word will have some consequence. Hurts and health. Did you see that again? So, I'm buttressing that point. That when you act on the word of God, when you discover the word of God, it will always have consequences. You know why? Because journey to the first point the other time, the word is alive. Do you understand that? We are not jump-starting the word. Did you get that? The word is not moribund. It is you, now, get this, it is actually you that God's word wants to jumpstart. Do you understand that? You can't jumpstart. The word is alive. The word is living. The word is spirit. The word is active. So, when he hits you, it brings to life. And hitting you, now listen to this, because that's where I begin to talk on what you need to do to God's word. Hitting you means when you discover it. Praise God. When you discover it, because when the Bible is saying the man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes. You know, I spoke to this when we started. You know, he's not saying that you should not live by bread. He said you should not live by bread alone. Do you get that? So living by bread is still okay, but don't live by bread alone. Living by bread means, when I begin to talk about what you need to do to God's word, living by bread means you are reading it. You understand that? So living by bread means daily reading of God's word. But by every word means revelation that you get. So it is good to live by bread, but it is better to live by what you discover. So, when you discover the word of God, that is when the word will work for you. Praise God. When you discover it. And so, we are all on a journey of discovery of the word of God. A daily discovery of the word of God. Per second discovery of the word of God. Per week discovery of the word of God. Per month discovery of the word of God. In other words, an intercourse between the word and my mind. It changes it. When your mind is full of God's word, it will begin to radiate into your body. Naturally, it will kill sickness. Naturally, it will kill diseases. Naturally, it will deal with poverty. Naturally, it will deal with failure. Praise God. I had a friend that discovered God's word on success. You know, he's still alive and well today. He's a pastor. Kumes, that's the name. Bukumi, that's the name. When he went to school, medical school, he will not read, but he will come to the front of the class like this. It's not that he will sit with somebody. He will come to the front of the class. He said, me, I will never fail. In fact, I'm going to get better marks than all of you. You understand? He's a pastor. He will go to fellowship. He will go to crusade. He will go to everything. Write exam. He's still going to get one of the best in class. Till we finish, no receipts, no failure. It's a product of discovery. Did you get that? Do you think it's easy for somebody to come before the class and said, I'm still going to, all you people reading, I'm still going to have better mark. If we come and announce, it's a discovery. For somebody to say that is because he's discovered something about success. So, when you sit with the word, there will be consequences of the word that begin to happen in your life. And that's the next thing that I want us to put into our heart. So, the first is God's word is working in you. It's working. So, I advise you, allow God's word to work. Did you get it? It's working. So, allow it to work. Because the word is alive. The word is working. The word is spirit. So let it do something in your life. When you see believers that want to give up or the verge of giving up, those are believers that are not aligned God's word. Do you understand? To work. So you don't need to fight them. What you need to do is that teach them some more God's word. Let them take in some more. Let them take in some more. Let them take in some more. me tell you what happens to us. I don't know whether you've experienced this before. You know, sometimes you can be high in the spirit. You know, by the time you are coming back in the evening or the following day, you find out you are low. You know what has happened? The situation of the world has exhausted, you know, the quantum of the world that you have. That's what I just said. So all that you need to come back to do is reload. Tell your neighbor, reload. You know, and that's what some of us, you look back today, tomorrow you look bad again. The other day you look back again. It's because you are not reloading. Because you see, when you go outside there, you encounter everything that will take life from you. You know, this morning, you know, on the toilet chair, I was going to put something on my status, but I didn't want people to come after me. I was going to say that you don't need to demonstrate, but taking an engrafted word that is able to fill your soul. But I know that a lot of comments will come. They will think I'm a proteinubu, or they understand, you know. I'm proteinubu, actually, to the extent that the word says that we should support our leaders. That's all. You know, but when you go to the world there, for example, now, if we have some pockets of that demonstration, some of us are believing God that the demonstration, you know, will not really happen. You understand that? Because it's going to affect everybody. If they block all the roads, are we going to have Bible study? You understand then? And somebody say peaceful. In Nigeria, we're excessive about things that we do. That's the problem. You understand that? Some of the people that want to protest want to tag a shop, can't you get me? Won't be one number near last year. Okay, so if Benny will go, I mean, one way, won't you loot to shop? You understand? Nigeria, we are not that sophisticated about some of these protests and all, you know. And then also this kind of protest, I want to go, you know. You know, my sister was telling me that some of the people that want to lead protest against hunger, they are saying, come and buy a T-shirt for 6,000 naira. We want to protest against hunger. And they say, come and buy a T-shirt to wear for 6,000 naira. So, but you know that those are the things you face on a daily basis. So you can come back in the evening frustrated. You can come back in the evening depressed. You can come back in the evening, you know, you feel like, I want to abandon this country. Do you understand? But that is the time. You should know that what you've encountered, you know, has swallowed the quantum. What happened in Acts chapter 4? They said to them, he said, you must not preach in this person's name again. And the Bible says, what did they do? They went back to their own company. And they prayed. What happened? Go and read it. The Bible says, and they were filled. Now, they were filled in Acts chapter 2, weren't they? That was a level of filling. Now, when they encounter resistance and they come back to their company, the church, the Bible says they were filled again. So, in other words, it was added to them. The level of filling is like a glass cup that was as filled. And then when they come back again, you know, there was some other filling into it, you know. And so the Bible now said that they were filled with boldness. The whole place was shaking. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they went back again. You know that when they said, you must not speak in this man's name again, you know, they could have fought them, say, we begin this. But they were agitated. And so they came back to their own club. And so when they had some feeling again, what happened? They went out again. In other words, they have some more strength to encounter. In Acts chapter, is it 6 when they said, you know, the apostles, when they were increasing in number, and then there was going to be agitation, you know, between the Jews and the Gentiles. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says now, get ye men that were full. It's not talking about feeling again. Gethsemane, men, they were full of the Holy Ghost. You know what he's talking about? In other words, between Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 4, there's been some other instances that they've gone back to their home company. or they never waited even for them to be threatened. So they made a practice of coming back and praying the Holy Ghost. So, you know, they were being filled. They were being filled. They were being filled. They were being filled until they become full. Did you get that? And that is why when they are looking for people, ladies and gentlemen, you don't get it. The people that will be serving table. Won fe po coffee, won serve rice, won fa eyan meat pie. Ko so pe get more boy, get people that were full. Because I'm talking about full of the Holy Ghost. Show me, come on to you already. One ni gba meat pie, men come fi meji nu pocket won. Ko si bi won fe je si won ti yo. E get it? Won ni gba sobo merin, e get it? Ki meta disappear laarin eyin si waju because they were full. Amen. Praise God. Some people are smiling. That's the truth. You understand? I never knew that you need the Holy Ghost to serve table. You need the Holy Ghost to serve coke. Praise God. You know, because you know why, the point at which you are going to get the coke, somebody is going to say something to you that will upset you. Somebody will say, "She won the candy. You can't let them. She better to wallet. Can't do too long. She, yeah, that's how it turned. You just feel like dropping the tray. You feel like talking back. That's why the people that will do that job has to be full of the Holy Ghost. People that they will talk something to them, say, "I forgive you, in the name of Jesus." Because why they needed to get those people in the first instance was. There were agitations already. I get you. They were reporting to Paul. They were reporting to Peter. I want Gentiles in the country. I want food rice. Our Jews want food. I want to say, I want Jews. You want food rice to Paul. Our Gentiles into the power like day. I get you. You know that the Jews were the original owner before the Gentiles. And so they were giving us the leftover. You know, they will give the Jews coke. They will give the Gentiles sobo. That was where the fight started, actually. And so the apostle said, okay, for us to solve this problem, let's get men full of the Holy Ghost. And so, all of us, when we go out, we are used. The virtue, the grace, the strength. And that's when you come back, you need to take in God's word again. You need to have another revelation. You need to have another revelation. Has it happened to you before? The same word that you said that take away your headache, you said it sometimes, the headache persists. It means that your revelation of that word has gone down a bit. Lord Joko ti pada. Turi nkan tuntun. Did you get that? That is the mystery of God's word. And honestly, that is the sweetest part of Christianity. If you are reading God's word, to mo rerin be, wa ri mi oni di deliverance. Do you understand? When you are reading God's word, you should be excited. Do you understand? You want to read two chapters. You just say, Jensare kakan si. O ma nse mi be, Jensare, in she page meji nbo lele opari. Say, okay, e je nka page meta si. Do you understand that? That is because that is the fuel. That is the fuel. Oh, I like that. He said, "I rejoice at that testimony, for your testimony is the truth." That is the way it should be to Christians. But if the Bible, woman, come for deliverance. Do you understand? I'm serious. Come for deliverance. The word of God, because that's what you need to survive. That's what you need to relate. That's what you need to grow. That's what you need to change your circumstances and situation. That's what you need to begin to turn to be like God. So you must be excited carrying the Bible and reading the Bible. And as for me, I find it difficult actually to read. I'm not saying it is wrong, but I don't get excited reading the Bible on my phone or on my tablet. No. You know when I'm reading, I have red pen, green pen, yellow highlighter, you know? So, and then I like to write. You know when something drops into my heart, you know, some of this Bible now, do you understand that? So I can't do all those things in, do you understand, in the tablets. Then have you read your Bible to the extent that Toba did you buy? Only one side. So when you are looking for something, you know, you don't know the verse chapter, but Oma around the bito wa Toba Shibai. You do you understand? By the time Toba turn about, yes, you only motive kuni green yi. Do you understand that? That is the level you should be reading. And that's why for me, I don't like people reading tablets. Cherry and Timbari Tong Togbe Fono Togbe Kike Kababu. Until I'm proven otherwise on Kababu. And then some of you, Babu Nibai, any the magnifier. Huh? Only. You run with your back with Kababu. I guess. Oh, leka chapter major joti man ruwe now. Do you understand? You can't read these chapters in ni baba beji ka Bible. Ben ento ba ni ru Bible bai. Ko like ko mo ka Bible. Oh, leka chapter chapter ile oju oti man ma ruwe now. Do you understand that? Amo Bible ala baru iyan lo need. Do you get what I mean? You know, this kind of my Bible is what you need. Do you understand that? This one you can read 10 chapters. You know? You can underline, you can mark, you can do whatever to it. That is the level I want you to go. And that's why I say when you come to church, don't come with your phone. Oh, Kabaibu, oh, Kabaibu. Do you understand that? Come with Bible. So that you can underline. You see something that fascinates you, you take your Bible, you underline it. You find out that it's easier for you to go and look for that verse. You know? Sometimes. That's how I look for some verses in the scripture. I've forgotten. But I know that I would have underlined it. And I know the book. So I just go to the book. I'll be turning it. I'm going to see that scripture. Because I know I must have underlined it. Sometimes I will use marker. The next time I'm reading it, I see another meaning. I will use red pen. And that time, I see another meaning. Do you understand that? I will use blue pen. That's where I do my Bible. And that's where I want you to read Bible. That's when you begin to enjoy Bible. You get. So, I can now use translations like this now. On this, my tablet. I have a Bible in the house, parallel Bible. It's about 10 translations. They understand, but show my room. Yet, she's in Bible. We're going to buy it. I get. So, but I now have the soft. Yeah. You know, I have the soft for my Bible study. He has commentary. He has about 7 translations, you know. So I can look and look and look and look. Do you understand that? Sometimes when I'm preaching, I'm actually preaching a translation. I don't necessarily need to say to you, KJV said. I don't say all those things. But I know that I'm talking KJV, you know, in translation. Amplified translation. Do you understand that? Behula. There's the translation. Behula translation. Yeah. You understand that? That's where you are. If you have all those things, why enjoy Bible? Honestly. But don't do Bible olojukan. The only Bible that you have and that you read is KJV. Do you understand? You're sure because the moment a migan, even as man of God-ish as I am, sometimes when I'm reading, I say, he begat and he begat. Inkan wo sa, inboni begat is parina. Okay, inkan wo mben. Okay, mojwe, abo jami. Ejadi, let's go. We continue next week. Amen. Praise God. You know, so next week, I'll begin to talk to us on, you know, what you need to do to God's word. And then I'll do that for some 2 weeks, and then we'll be ready to go. Hallelujah. Amen. When you come to Bible study, you take in the engrafted and then you enjoy yourself. That's the essence, so that you can continue to come. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. The word is alive. The word is working. Praise God. And because the word is in me, I'm alive. Every aspect of my life is alive. Every aspect of my destiny is alive. You know, because the word is working on the inside of me. Thank you. And so I allow the word to walk. I allow the word to walk. I allow the word to walk in my life, in my situation. Praise God, every day I'm changing. I'm looking like him. Every day I'm changing. I'm looking like him. Every day I'm changing. I'm looking like him. Because the word is walking on the inside of me. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise forever. We give you praise forever. We give you praise forever. Thank you, Father, because you will keep us as we depart. You will watch our steps. You will hold our steps. Thank you because you will not fall into mischief. You will grant us speed. Things are working together for our good. And the rest of the week is fantastic. It's productive. It's successful. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I commit all my brethren into your hand, my friends here, my colleagues, church members, ministers. I commit them into your hand. They shall be productive. They shall be useful to you. They shall be profitable. Nothing will go on with us. Peace, peace. Thank you. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say,